Nothing too fancy or in-depth today. Just going to be speaking to you from what God spoke to me from in Proverbs today about trusting the tower right here on the ABC Podcast. We're going to be doing things a little bit differently today. I don't think that God made any mistakes when he wrote the Bible, but there are times whenever I like to change it up a little bit, not the wording. But today we're going to be taking three verses and we're going to be doing them backwards. We're going to be in Proverbs chapter 18 today. So, like I said, it's going to be in backwards order. We're going to start with verse 12. We're going to go to verse 11 and then on to verse 10. Why? Because I think it will help me drive my point a little bit better. So let's go ahead and start in verse number 12. Proverbs 18, verse 12 says, "Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility." So we have two contrasting thoughts here. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. What does haughty mean? Haughty means prideful or selfish thinking or, raising yourself up. Pretty obvious here whenever I say that. So before destruction, the heart of man is haughty or prideful. And before honor is humility. Now, you could substitute the word but. That's probably what we would do instead of and there. But it says, and before honor is humility. Before one can be honored, he must be humbled. And the thing with that is, you're going to want to humble yourself. You don't want God to have to humble you. That's not a good thing. There's going to be much more honor after it if you humble yourself rather than if God humbles you. But the point is that there has to be humility first. But I want to focus on the first part. Honestly and unfortunately, we try to solve our own problems first. Whenever a problem arises, we think, okay, what can I do? What's the way I want to do this? A lot of times, our faithless flesh will want to trust ourselves before God. Probably because we can't see God and therefore forget about him because we want a tangible solution. So what happens is a lot of times we'll have a problem come up or something will happen, and we'll, instead of turning to God for our first solution, because we can't always see him, we don't see God, and we don't always see the ways that he works in. We think, God, why are you doing this? This doesn't make sense to us. So what do? We turn to our own ways instead because we think, okay, this is how I want this, and this to go. This is the path I want to take, and I can see the progress as I take this step and then this step to solve the problem. We come up with a more tangible solution that we can actually see. But a lot of times, as it says in Isaiah, I don't remember the exact verse, but it talks about God's ways and his thoughts being higher than ours. We don't know his thoughts, but we have a God that has a perfect plan. And a lot of times we don't want to trust that. We become haughty, as the verse says, or we become prideful, or we just want to be helpful and solve a problem. I'm not saying it's always by a bad motive, but regardless, instead of turning to our own ways, we need to turn to God instead. Now let's move on to the next verse here. Proverbs 18, verse 11. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as an high wall in his own conceit. So what is this talking about? Picture this, if you will. The rich man's wealth. A man that has a lot of wealth. Has a good number in his bank account. He's got a lot of money. He's doing well. He's prospering. Man, that's awesome. But it says, the rich man's wealth is his strong city. So back in Bible times, cities were a little bit different than they are today. Thing with cities back then was most of the time they had walls. We hear about the story of Jericho in the Bible and how the walls that they had up there were huge, and it was going to take a lot to take it down. The city had to defend itself because a lot of times outside the city there wasn't much going on. There weren't as many people, the earth wasn't as well populated, there weren't really that many suburbs, there weren't really, you know, what we think of as urban areas, or rural areas were like out in the middle of nowhere. There was like a city, and then there was like the country, and that was it. The point is that the cities back then were a little bit more well-defended, I guess I should say, for attacks from enemies, because an individual city could get attacked at any time, and they had walls to protect them. They had measures in place to where they could easily line up at the edge of the city, at the border, to protect it. And so we see here the strong city talked about here is talking about, look, I got my own empire. You know, that's a more modern term for it. The rich man's wealth is a strong city, his empire. You know, he thinks, oh, nothing can take this down. The city was prepared to, especially the well-guarded ones, the ones that had a little bit more money, to have a bigger army, better weapons, better defenses, you know, state-of-the-art fighting techniques, all of this. That's like the rich man when he's got a high bank account. He trusts in himself a lot. The city trusts in its own ability to protect itself. So does the rich man to, I guess, against any problems, you could say. And then the second verse kind of expounds on it. It says, and as a high wall in his own conceit. Already mentioned it briefly, but cities in old times used to have their own walls for defense. Not just to keep people, you know, that were trying to get in and out, but also to defend. To defend and protect against enemies that were going to try and attack. It says that the rich man's wealth, his well-being, even just his welfare, his wealth, he's affluent. That's going to be a high wall of his own conceit. Basically, he thinks, look at all this money I got. Nothing could ever take me down. You know, what could happen? You know, I have all these safeguards in place. I have so much money. I have a lot of money saved up in the bank. Nothing could spoil this for me. Until something comes up and takes it down. See, God, as has been seen throughout the Bible, God gives and he takes away sometimes. That's just the way that it works. Why? Because God's sovereign. He can do whatever he wants with what is his and with what he gives us. So now, there is nothing wrong necessarily with a secure financial standing. In fact, God commands us to be good stewards of what he gives us, and that includes the money that we're talking about here in this context. So it is good to build money up for a rainy day or bad circumstances, an emergency fund it's known as, so that we can be prepared. Even if we don't see it coming, we can still be prepared. That's not a bad thing. But is that your ultimate trust, though? Excuse me as I take a water break. So my youth pastor always made it a point in his life, whenever he was talking to us, and he mentioned it a few times. He always made it a point in his life, though, that there was no specific job that he looked to for money. He wasn't looking to a job necessarily for money. Instead, he trusted that God would provide for him in whatever way he saw fit. He said, I don't depend on a job to pay rent. I depend on God to get the money for the rent or for the mortgage or for the bills each month. He said, I don't trust in a specific job. I trust in God. He said, now God may choose to provide through a job. That may be the way that God provides, but if he were to get laid off or if something tragic were to happen, and he couldn't make money through that job anymore, then his trust would be in God. That's where all of our trust needs to be, and especially when we're talking about this financial standing. Don't let a secure financial state become a high conceit wall in your life, as it said there. A lot of times we think the more wealth that we build up, the more money that we have in our account, we think, oh, you know, we're doing just fine, you know. And we think to ourselves that nothing could go wrong. Nothing could ever happen to us that we could lose all that. Remember the one who gave you that money, because for one, it's his, and for two, he could take it away just as easily as he gave it to you. Keep that in mind. And finally, Proverbs 18, verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. So as we can see in this verse, the ultimate trust in our lives should be none other than our God. Now, as Christians, we know this. And we have heard it many and multiple times, okay? This is nothing new. I guarantee you, you've heard this before as a Christian. My question to you is, how often do you walk to the tower? How often do you walk to the tower? Back in the Bible days, we're going back to the Bible days like I was talking about with the city. But when there was war, a strong tower would be an ideal place to run to take defense, and then strategize and plan to be able to fight the battle. Fight the enemy. So that's what a tower was to them. We don't see this as much today, but you know, back then, the armory and the weapons and war itself was just much different. There will be many battles in life. The question is, do you know where to run? Well, I run to the tower. Okay, When I say tower here, I'm referring to God. Okay? So with that being said, where is the tower? Returning to the example of the tower in the Bible time war, it only did them good if they knew where it was. If they didn't know where the tower was, how are they going to run to it? How well do you know the tower? Have you walked with him today? If you can claim that God is on your side and have no relationship with him, it will not do you much good. It's basically like saying, honestly, if you have no relationship with him and you say, oh, God will fight my battles for me, but you don't really even know him that well, it's like saying, oh, I have a tower I can go to and he's somewhere in this universe. Okay, that's not going to help you very much. If you don't know where you need to go during the battle, whenever the battles in life come up, because they're going to come, not if they come, when they come. When the battles in life come up and you don't know where to run to, you're going to be in big trouble. Unless you know where that tower is, you can't run to it when you need it most. That's a dangerous place to be. So you're going to need to know where that tower is. How do you do that? You need to walk with the tower. You need to walk to the tower every day. You need to go and spend time with God every day. Keep saying the tower here as it is God. God's going to help you most whenever you know it. You're more likely to help a friend that you're on good conditions, good terms with. You know very well. Now, obviously, you know, if a stranger needs help and both of you are decent human beings, I think that that's going to work out well, because a lot of times, you know, you're willing to lend a helping hand to somebody that's in need. But when it's your friend, you're going to be knowing about whenever they need help. You're going to be there. You're going to say, hey, how can I help? Anything I can do to help you, whatever you need, just let me know. You're going through this. I'm here for you. Whenever it's a friend, it means so much more whenever it comes from somebody that you know. Now, don't get me wrong. I like kindness from a stranger whenever I need help. That's always good. Recently, actually, kind of an interesting story. I was driving home from church, and there's a certain point to where you go through an intersection on my route home. I go left after a stop sign. There's a bridge, and then there's a little hill. So whenever I get to the top of that hill, then I keep going straight. I go up that road for a little ways, and then it eventually takes me home. So I was going up that hill. When I reached the top of that hill, you know, there's a lady from our church right in front of me, and then there was somebody, there was another lady in an SUV, I didn't know her, a complete stranger to me, oncoming from the other direction. She just completely, her driver's side front tire just completely flew right off. I flipped out a little bit there. I did not know what was happening at first. I just saw a tire. It wasn't coming for me. Thankfully, the lady in front of me was able, from our church, was able to swerve and avoid it. It got a lot closer to her, but everybody ended up safe. All I saw at first was a tire flying. It actually flew to the right side of me. It just started rolling that way. It rolled, and I saw sparks hit the ground as the axle hit the ground from her vehicle, but thankfully she handled it quite well, especially with it being a front tire. She pulled right off the road. She didn't lose control, really. Her and her kids were safe, and we were able to stop and help her. We could not find her tire, unfortunately, but her husband did come and help her later, and everything was well. The point I'm trying to say here is that something's going to happen. You might not have any warning for it. You know, you can prepare and prepare all you want, but you can't prepare for something that's unexpected. Maybe the circumstances will be something that you've prepared for better, but there's going to be something where it's going to come up all of a sudden. What are you going to do? There's going to be a situation. And I was saying that you can take kindness from a stranger. I didn't know that lady at all. But I was just stopping to give her a helping hand to see if there's anything I could do. I did go and try to look for the tire, but I couldn't find it. Must have rolled off into a ditch or something. But I was going to go see if I could lend a helping hand. But at the same time, it's going to be much better when it comes from a friend. You're going to be more willing. You're going to be on the front lines whenever it's one of your best friends that's going to be going through something. You're going to say, hey, how can I help? Hey, man, if you need anything, just let me know. Just hit me up. Whenever there's a stranger in need, sure you'll help them, but whenever there's a friend you're closer to, it's going to be much better of a help. You're going to be more willing, you're going to want to help them even more so. How well do you know the tower? You're going to want to run there. Oh, we want God whenever we need him. Oh, God, help me, you know. I'm in such a bad place in my life. I need you right now. Well, you needed him whenever you were doing well, whenever you had that high wall built up of money. You needed him then. You just didn't know it. You need him now. You know it. The question is, does he know you? Did you get to the point? Did you make yourself? You're going to be as close to him as you choose. You're going to be close to him. How well do you know him? Do you know him well enough to where whenever you're going through something, you could just reach out your hand and he can help you? God of the universe wants to help you. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to be there whenever the battle comes. Question is, do you know where the tower is? Trust the tower and know where it is. Thank you, listener, for listening, for tuning in today. Appreciate the thought. Like I said, I was just speaking from the heart today. Just something that God gave to me in my personal devotions, and I wanted to share it with you. Figured it would be helpful. If you did find today helpful, go ahead and subscribe down below. Hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest content. And we're available. I'm available on whatever platform that you so choose to listen to. Available on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, available on iHeartRadio. I'm available on Breaker. Wherever you listen to podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc., go ahead and give it a listen. Tune into your favorite podcast platform, and do go ahead and check that out. Also, do go ahead and leave a comment down below. If I did help you, I would appreciate to read that, to see how the Lord has blessed you. Also, if you think this could help somebody else, don't hesitate to hit that share button and to send the link to a friend. And that would be greatly appreciated by me as well. Thank you so much for listening to me. Have a great day, and God bless.